This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Shredding Opportunity, a YouTube clip sponsored by AFBF and the Partnership for a New American Economy, takes a personal look at America's need to either import labor or import food. Texas farmer Bernie Thiel had to destroy acres of his own crops because he was not able to find workers for the harvest. When this happens, the farmer is not the only one affected. Additional jobs are lost down the supply chain, and American families are let down at their kitchen tables. For every view of its video, Thank You Farmers, by December 31st, up to 50,000 views, Culver's will donate $1 to National FFA. Culver's wouldn't be what it is today without our nation's family farms, notes the company. The video, launched on February 20th, already has nearly 20,000 views. The House Judiciary Committee is poised to pass a series of immigration bills that focus exclusively on enforcement, including one that would make E-Verify mandatory, which would be devastating to agriculture and the rural economies it supports, according to AFBF. A Farm Bureau Commission study released in February 2014 showed that labor shortages resulting from enforcement-only reform would cause production to fall by $30 billion to $60 billion, while food prices would climb by 5 to 6%. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture has recognized 10 educators for their exceptional efforts to encourage agricultural literacy. The educators will receive $1,500 scholarships to attend the National Agriculture in the Classroom Conference in Louisville, Kentucky, June 16th through the 20th. This year's recipients are Sarah Beth Belvado of Arizona, Stacy DeVoe of Arizona, Kevin Duplessis of Maine, Robin Halicki of Illinois, Donna Major of Utah, Kathy McLean of Tennessee, Donald Meyer of Wisconsin, Becky Panzer of Wisconsin, Diana Rose of Florida, and Andrea Seagraves of Georgia. Rob Sake, CEO of the AgriTrend Group of Companies, is a professional agrologist and a certified agricultural consultant. He recently opened a TED's Talk by posing the question, "Do you believe that agriculture can feed 9 billion people?" He continued, "But that's not the real question. The real question is actually, will agriculture be allowed to feed 9 billion people?" During the remainder of Sake's talk, he explored the necessities of technology in agriculture and pushing the boundaries of food production. Do you have high cholesterol or high blood pressure? Have members of your family suffered from these ailments? Do you have a poor diet? If you answer yes to any of these questions, you may want to consider being screened for your risk of stroke through the services of Lifeline Screening. Lifeline Screening uses ultrasound technology to view the plaque buildup in your carotid arteries, the main arteries that carry blood to the brain. Blockages in these arteries are a leading cause of stroke. We are pleased to host this Lifeline Screen event on April 10th at Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Register for a wellness package, which includes 4 vascular tests and osteoporosis screenings, from $149. All five screenings take 60 to 90 minutes to complete. In order to register for this event and to receive a $10 discount off any package priced above $129, please call 1-888-653-6441. Know Your Rights, a Grain Belt Express HVDC informational meeting with Illinois Farm Bureau staff, will be conducted on Wednesday, March 11th at 10 a.m. at the KC Hall in Carrollton. All Illinois Farm Bureau members are invited to attend. Laura Harmon, Senior Counsel with the Illinois Farm Bureau Office of General Counsel, will be the featured speaker. Montgomery and Macoupin County Farm Bureaus will be holding a members-only informational meeting on the proposed Grain Belt Express Clean Line HVDC on March 16th at the KC Hall in Farmersville. The meeting will begin at 10 a.m. Laura Harmon, Senior Counsel for Illinois Farm Bureau, will be the featured speaker. Illinois Farm Bureau strongly recommends that you consult with an attorney prior to signing any contract. For more information on the Monday, March 16th meeting at the KC Hall in Farmersville, You can contact the Montgomery County Farm Bureau at 217-532-6171 or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. On Thursday, March 19th, the Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation will be holding its annual drive-through pork cookout. That's on Thursday, March 19th at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pre-packed orders for pickup may be sent or faxed to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-6796 by 10 a.m. Proceeds benefit the Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation for Macoupin County Agricultural Scholarships and Ag in the Classroom. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, one seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2015-2016 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The application must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 or emailing us at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 20th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.